Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Ram Goldhar and today Masechta Sota Daf Lamed Hey, the seventh parak Eil Ne'amarim. The Zichud Masechta Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas Torah. So the three tops we're going to focus on are when among the reports of the Meraglim they said Eretz Okelas Yoshevei, it's a land which consumes its inhabitants. Rav Darshan that Hakadosh Baruch Hu said Ani Chashavti Latova Hem Chashu LaRa, I intended it for good and they interpreted it for bad. Hakadosh Baruch Hu arranged that wherever the spies went, an important Kanani died. Some say that Eov died. And the people were preoccupied with the burial and did not inquire after the spies. The spies interpreted it as an indication that it's a land which consumes its inhabitants. They also said, and we were like grasshoppers in our eyes, and so were we in the giant's eyes. When Rosharshia said, this demonstrates the spies were liars. For although they may have seen themselves as grasshoppers, how could they know that the giants viewed them as grasshoppers? The Gemara rejects this proof and explains that when they saw the giants coming, they climbed up the cedar trees and overheard the giants saying, Kochazin inshe dedamil comes to bilane. We see men like grasshoppers in the trees. The people accepted the spies' report for the pasuk states, "Betisokol edav yitnu as kolam yipchu," and all the congregation raised and gave their voices, and the people wept on that night. Rava said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the day on which the spies returned was Erev Tisha B'Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Hem bachu b'chiyah shochinam v'ani ekbel lehem b'chiyah ledoros." They wept a weeping without cause, and I will establish for them a weeping for generations. Point of it, the Gemara relates that when Klal Yisrael finished crossing the Yarden, the Kohanim bearing the Aron, who had been standing in the eastern side of the river, stepped back onto that east bank across from Klal Yisrael. Nasa Arnas Nosa Va'avar. The Arn then carried its bearers and crossed. Uzu was punished regarding this concept when he reached out to take hold of the Arn when it shook during its transport to Yerushalayim. Hashem said, Uza, Nosav Nasa Asmu Kol Shekein Uza. The Arn carried its bearers. How much more so itself? Hashem struck him and he died there. Still, the Gemara tells that he came to Olam Haba because he's described as dying Im Arn El Hakim, with the Arn of Hashem indicating endurance. The Gemara adds that David erred in transporting the Arn on a drawn wagon instead of being carried by men, and this is a punishment calling the Torah songs, as it says, Zmirus hayuli chukecha, your laws were as songs to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Divrei Torah shekas behen hasayif einecho bo ve'einenu, words of Torah, about which it's written, close your eyes to it, and it is gone. Ata kora osan zmiros, you call them songs? I will cause you to stumble on something even school children know. Rashi explains that if one allows his Torah learning to lapse, meaning by closing his eyes, what one has learned will be lost at once. And point number three, the Gemara tells that there were three sets of stones in total. In addition to the two sets of Yeshua described earlier, Moshe Rabbeinu erected stones and inscribed the Torah thereon. Tanaim dispute the sequence of inscribing the Torah onto the stone at Har Ebal. Rav Yehuda says, Al Gabi Avanim Kasvua. They inscribed it directly on the stones, as it says, V'kasavta al Avanim es kol divrei haTorah zos, and you shall inscribe on the stones all the words of this Torah. The Marshal explains that the pasuk implies the writing be done directly on the stones. V'achar kach sadu osam besid, and afterwards they coated them with plaster on top of the writing. Rabbi Shimon asks, with Varecha, Hey, Chalamdu Umos Sha'osu Azman Torah. According to your words, how did the nations at that time learn Torah? It was written in 70 languages, so the nations could understand it, but it was covered with plaster. Rabbi Yehuda responded that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted them extra insight, and they sent scribes who peeled off the plaster and brought back copies of the writing. He added, V'adavazeh nischatem gzordinam l'ber shachos. And about this matter, their decree was sealed to condemn them to the pit of destruction, meaning Gehenna. Because they should have learned the Torah that was accessible to them, yet they did not learn. Rabbi Shimon himself said, Al Gabi Sidkasvua. They inscribed it on top of the plaster, not under it. So once again, the three points are, number one, among the reports of the spies, they said, Eretz Ochelas Yoshevei, it's a land which consumes its inhabitants. Rav Darshan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ani Choshavti Latova Hem Chashu LaRa, I intended it for good, and they interpreted it for bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged that wherever the spies went, an important Kanani died. Some say that Eov died. And the people were preoccupied with the burial and did not inquire after the spies. The spies interpreted it as an indication that it's a land which consumes its inhabitants. They also said, "Benihi be'einenu kechagavim v'chen hayinu," and we were like grasshoppers in our eyes, and so were we in the giant's eyes. When Rosharshia said, this demonstrates the spies were liars. For although they may have seen themselves as grasshoppers, how could they know that the giants viewed them as grasshoppers? The Gemara rejects this proof and explains that when they saw the giants coming, they climbed up the cedar trees and overheard the giants saying, Kochazin inshe dedamil comes to bilane. We see men like grasshoppers in the trees. The people accepted the spies' report for the pasuk states, Betisokol edav yitnu as kolam yipchu, and all the congregation raised and gave their voices, and the people wept on that night. Rav said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the day on which the spies returned was Erev Tisha B'Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hem bachu b'chiyah shochinam v'ani ekbel lehem b'chiyah ledoros. They wept a weeping without cause, and I will establish for them a weeping for generations. Point of it, the Gemara relates that when Klal Yisrael finished crossing the Yarden, the Kohanim bearing the Aron, who had been standing in the eastern side of the river, stepped back onto that east bank across from Klal Yisrael. Nasa Arnas Nosa Va'avar. The Arn then carried its bearers and crossed. Uzu was punished regarding this concept when he reached out to take hold of the Arn when it shook during its transport to Yerushalayim. Hashem said, Uzza, Nosev, Nasa, Asmul, Kol Shekein, Uzza, the arm carried its bearers, how much more so itself? Hashem struck him and he died there. Still, the Gemara tells that he came to Olam Haba because he's described as dying im arn el hakim, with the arn of Hashem indicating endurance. The Gemara adds that David erred in transporting the arn on a drawn wagon instead of being carried by men, and this is a punishment calling the Torah songs, as it says, Zmirus hayuli chukecha, your laws were as songs to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Divrei Torah shekasu behen hasa'if einecho bo ve'einenu, words of Torah, about which it's written, close your eyes to it, and it is gone. Ata kor osan zmiros, you call them songs? I will cause you to stumble on something even school children know. Rashi explains that if one allows his Torah learning to lapse, meaning by closing his eyes, what one has learned will be lost at once. And point number three, the Gemara tells that there were three sets of stones in total. In addition to the two sets of Yeshua described earlier, Moshe Rabbeinu erected stones and inscribed the Torah thereon. Tanaim dispute the sequence of inscribing the Torah onto the stone at Har Ebal. Rav Yehuda says, Al Gabi Avanim Kasvua. They inscribed it directly on the stones, as it says, V'kasavta al Avanim es kol divrei haTorah zos, and you shall inscribe on the stones all the words of this Torah. The Marshal explains that the pasuk implies the writing be done directly on the stones. V'achar kach sadu osam besid, and afterwards they coated them with plaster on top of the writing. Rabbi Shimon asked, with Varecha, Heich Lamdu Umos Sha'osu Azman Torah. According to your words, how did the nations at that time learn Torah? It was written in 70 languages, so the nations could understand it, but it was covered with plaster. Rabbi Yehuda responded that Kadosh Baruch Hu granted them extra insight, and they sent scribes who peeled off the plaster and brought back copies of the writing. He added, V'aldavrezeh nischatem gzordinam leber shachos. And about this matter, their decree was sealed to condemn them to the pit of destruction, meaning Gehenna. Because they should have learned the Torah that was accessible to them, yet they did not learn. Rabbi Shimon himself said, Al Gabi Sidkasvua. They inscribed it on top of the plaster, not under it. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Lamed Hey, and our standard Siman is a children's choir singing la, la, la. So here goes. The children's choir dress in cute little red grasshopper costumes and singing a dirge for kids, pretending to die, almost got knocked over by the choir master flying by holding onto a golden box above a large stone inscribed with 70 languages. Once again, slow motion. The children's choir, that must be more daf lamed hey, a children's choir singing la, la, la. So the children's choir dress in cute little red grasshopper costumes and singing a dirge for kids, pretending to die, which reminds us, the Meragim said, Eretz Ochelos Yoshvei, it's a land which consumes its inhabitants because they saw important people, the Kanani, die. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had intended that the spies would not be noticed because the people were preoccupied with the burials. They also said that they were grasshoppers in the eyes of the giants. The people accepted the report and cried that night, which was Tisha B'Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hem bachu b'chir shochinam, v'niek b'elohem b'chir ledoros. They wept a weeping without cause, and I'll establish for them a weeping for generations. So the children's choir dress in cute little red grasshopper costumes and singing a dirge for kids pretending to die almost got knocked over by the choir master flying by holding on to a golden box, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that when Klal Yisrael finished crossing the Yarden, the Kohanim bearing the Aron who had been standing in the eastern side of the river stepped back onto that east bank across from Klal Yisrael. Nasa Aron is Nosa Va'avar, the Aron then carried his bearers and crossed. Uzza was punished regarding this concept when he reached out to take hold of the Aron when it shook during his transport to Yerushalayim. So the children's choir dress in cute little red grasshopper costumes and singing a dirge for kids pretending to die almost got knocked over by the choir master flying by holding onto a golden box above a large stone inscribed with 70 languages, which reminds the Gemara brings him a look as how the Torah is inscribed on the stones. So once again, the children's choir dress in cute little red grasshopper costumes and singing a dirge for kids pretending to die almost got knocked over by the choir master flying by holding onto a golden box above a large stone inscribed with 70 languages. All right, so now it's time for four blah bach chazar. Daf lamed av. So the siman daf lamed av relates to the law, and we use a judge for the siman. So here goes. The judge, that must be more daf lamed av, the law. The judge who banged his red heart-shaped gavel and declared that serving Hashem from love is greater than serving from fear, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Lazar said, Gado osim ava yosim mina osim yira. Greater is the one who acts out of love of Hashem, the one who acts out of fear of Hashem. Shezet tali l'elof dor, v'zet tali l'alpaim dor. For the merit of he who acts out of fear lasts for 1,000 generations, and the merit of the one who acts out of love lasts for 2,000 generations. So the judge who banged his red harp-shaped gavel and declared that serving Hashem from love is greater than serving from fear proceeded to listen to one witness say, I saw the woman become defiled, which reminds us. The first mishnah in the sixth parak teaches that although there's some machlokas regarding how many eidim are required to establish seclusion, tuma is different. Amar eid echad ani reisia shenitmeis. If one eid said, I saw her become defiled, laisa shoisa, she would not drink because he's believed and she loses her ksuba as well. So the judge who banged his red harp-shaped gavel and declared that serving Hashem from love is greater than serving from fear proceeded to listen to one witness say, I saw the woman become defiled, followed immediately by a conflicting witness who said, she was not, which reminds us. The Mishnah says that if one aid says she was defiled and one says she was not, the sota drinks, meaning remains a suffix. The Gemara asks, having proven that a single aid is believed that she had relations, how can a single aid contradict that testimony? But ulatat komakum shehamina Torah aid echad. Wherever the Torah believed a single aid, hari kan shnayim, it has the equivalence of two aidim that are normally required. Ve'ein devar av shel echad b'makom shnayim. Therefore, the words of this one aid are not considered next to those of the two, meaning the single believed witness. So her tumah should be established. Rabbi Chiya explained, Kamba Pasachas, the Mishnah is a case where the Eidim testified at the same time before the first one's Eidus was accepted. And Kamba Zalchazeb, but Ula's statement is a case where the witnesses testified one after the other, so the first witness's testimony was accepted and attained the force of two Eidim. Daf Lamed Beis. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The two red labs. Labs? That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Beis. The two red labs set up on two mountains facing each other, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a description of the brachas and klalos on Har Grizim and Har Ebal. So the two red labs set up on the top of two mountains facing each other try to detect if the person speaking softly down in the valley below was expressing his own praise or disgrace, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Adam omer shivcha b'kol namuch, a person should say his praise in a low voice, ugnusa b'kol ram, and his disgrace in a loud voice. The Gemara amends the statement to read that one should say his troubles in a loud voice, so the public will beseech Shemayim for mercy for him. So the two red labs set up on top of two mountains facing each other tried to detect if the person speaking softly down in the valley below was expressing his own praise or disgrace, and picked up instead that he was reciting the Shema in Swahili, a language he could understand. Which reminds us, we have Malchokas Rebbe in the Chachamim whether Shema must be recited in Lashon HaKodesh or can be said in any language. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg leg pirate. So here goes. The peg leg pirate. Peg leg pirate? That must mean we're in Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg-leg pirate on the red pirate ship, mistakenly praying in Aramaic for help, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that tefillah can be said in any language. And the Gemara explains, Rakamehi, it's a request for Hashem's mercy, therefore, kol hekid the boy, matzli, however he wants, he can pray. Rashi adds that in the language he understands, he'll better focus. The Gemara asks that Rav Yehuda said, Lo'olam al-yusha adam tzvachim b'lashon ramis. A person should never ask for his needs in Aramaic because Rabbi Yochanan said that Malachim do not attend to his tefillah in Aramaic because they don't know it. The Gemara answers, Haba Yachid, Haba Tzibur. This advice against davening in Aramaic is for a single person praying alone whose prayer requires the help of Malachim. So the peg-leg pirate on the red pirate ship, mistakenly praying in Aramaic for help because the ship got lost at sea, trying to follow the confusing directions to two distant mountains, which reminds us, the Gemara brings some halachos about the location of Har Grizim and Har Ebal. So the peg-leg pirate on the red pirate ship mistakenly praying in Aramaic for help because the ship got lost at sea trying to follow the confusing directions to two distant mountains thought he was seeing a mirage in the distance of a golden box being carried on dry land across a river, which reminds us, a brisa describes how Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden. Every day the Aron traveled behind two groups, but today it traveled first. Every day Levim carried the Aron, but today Kohanim carried it. Daf Lamed Daled. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder. So here goes. The foreign king sitting on top of extremely tall red ladders. Ladders? That must mean we're in Daf Lamed Daled. The foreign king sitting on top of extremely tall red ladders, who felt the hearts melt when they saw the waters of a river off in the distance pile high to the sky, which reminds us, there's machlokas on how the waters piled up when Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yarden. Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Shimon said the waters piled up higher, crest above crest, until all the kings of the east and west saw them. The pasuk describes the reaction that their hearts melted and they no longer had any spirit in them because of Bnei Yisrael. So the foreign king sitting on top of extremely tall red ladders, who felt the hearts melt when they saw the waters of a river off in the distance pile high to the sky. For a people carrying huge stones and massive grape clusters, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the stones that were raised from the Yarden and the enormous size of the fruit brought by the Meraglim. So the foreign king sitting on top of extremely tall red ladders, who felt their hearts melt when they saw the waters of a river off in the distance pile high to the sky, for people carrying huge stones and massive grape clusters, didn't notice the spy sneak by, who began to daven, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that Kalv separated from the plot of the spies and went and prostrated himself on the graves of the Avos. He said to them, Avosai bakshai rachamim, she'anatzel ma'atzis meraglim. My fathers asked for mercy for me that I should be saved from the spies' plot. Regarding Yehoshua, Moshe already asked for mercy for him, for it says, V'yikra Moshe l'Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua, and he called Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua, meaning to say, Hashem Yoshia Acham Ma'atzis Meragim, Hashem should save you from the plot of the spies. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you learn how the brachas and calls were recited in Har Grizim and Har Ebal? That's on daf. Lamed Beis. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you learn about the carrying of the stones from the Yarden and the massive fruit carried by the Meraglim? That's on daf. Lamed Daled. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you learn why the Meraglim said, Eretz Ochel is Yoshvei? It's a land which consumes its inhabitants. That's on daf. Lamed Hey. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you learn that even the infants recited the Shira at Yom Suf? That's on daf. Lamed. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you learn that Kalev davened at the Kever of the Avos to be saved from the Meraglim's plot? That's on daf. Lamed Daled. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you learn that the Arn carried those that carried it across the Yarden? That's on daf. Lamed Hey. Good. Number 7. Which daf we've been talking about the locations to Har Grizim and Har Ebal? That's on daf. Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf we've been talking about Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether Shema must be recited in Lashon HaKodesh or can be said in any language? That's on daf. Lamed Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf we've been talking about how the Torah was inscribed in 70 languages on the stones? That's on daf. Lamed Hey. Good. And number 10. Which daf do you learn a person should say his own praises in a low voice and his troubles in a loud voice? That's on daf. Lamed Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.